In El Diamante, a village in the Yari Plains in southeast Colombia, rank-and-file rebels are preparing for their final conference. They are building the infrastructure to house the top commanders who are coming for the summit. Jair joined the FARC when he was 14. Today he's 25, and the conference is a highlight in his life as a guerrilla.
This conference is incredibly important because it will define our transition to civilian life, and all the rebels will decide whether to approve that step towards civilian life.
On a break from building work, he says he's excited to be part of the preparations.
We are very lucky that the conference is happening here in our area, the Eastern Bloc. We will have an opportunity to see all of the secretariat together, and it will be emotional. After so much war and propaganda against us, we can show the world what we are really about.
The 10th conference will be special. It is the final conference before the FARC dissolves itself as an armed group, hands over its weapons, and becomes a peaceful, legal, political party. It could also be a moment when internal dissent about the agreement manifests itself. During the conference, rebels will have a chance to express their concerns and any disagreements about the deal and the future of the organization. Victoria is a 34-year-old fighter. She talks to me with an assault rifle over her shoulder. She tells me that one delegate will be elected for every 50 guerrillas in each of the FARC units, and that over 200 delegates will descend on El Diamante.
En la conferencia, entonces, pues van delegados de cada uno de los frentes.
Delegates from all across the country will come to the conference with their ideas from their units. They have already read, analyzed, and discussed the peace accords from Havana and written up some conclusions. They'll decide whether their unit is in agreement with the decision to leave armed life.
¿Se está uno de acuerdo con esa situación?
Entonces vamos. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Victoria is preparing for choir practice. While some guerrillas are building housing, others are learning dances or music for the conference's closing ceremony at the end of the week. The 10th conference is the FARC's first attempt at having a public face. Previous conferences were clandestine, but this time national and international media outlets have been invited.
There will be journalists, civilians, delegates from all the units across the FARC, as well as commanders and members that know a lot about politics and can lend their ideas and suggestions for the future for our new political project.
De sus guerrilleros al nuevo proyecto.
Bueno, camaradas, entonces como ya lo escucharon, pues realmente el mensaje que acaba de leer Byron ya está añejo.
Ahead of the event, Carlos Antonio Lozada, the man in charge of the urban faction of the FARC, visited the camp to give a speech to the rebels.
Esta jornada.
The hard work will begin for the Jorge Briceño block. This bloc has the responsibility as well as the honor of hosting and organizing the logistics for the 10th conference.
Carlos Antonio Lozada is poised to lead the FARC into politics. He addressed 300 guerrillas and reassured them that peace is something to be proud of. All of them, he said, will play a part in the political transition.
The aim is to give the power back to the Colombian people. We will not give up on that objective. Long live the FARC. Long live peace.
The peace negotiations in Havana have won significant concessions for the FARC, especially on land rights and political participation, original objectives of the insurrection. However, there is still a feeling that decades of violent struggle have achieved very little, and many look to politics as their chance to enact change. The future now brings the possibility of fundamental political rebirth. This weekend, ordinary members will have the opportunity to voice their opinions about the accords. Colombians will also be given the chance to ratify the accords in a national referendum on October 2nd. Rebels are confident that the yes vote will win, but opinion polls point to a different story. Most Colombians loathe the rebel group and many don't know whether to endorse the deal or not. For Radio France International, I'm Emily Wright, reporting from El Diamante, Colombia.